Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Good morning from a cold and miserable Canberra in Australia. I'm your host, Matthew James. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit again. I'm going to be bringing in a couple of fantastic guests for you in today's show. One has already been advertised. We have got the fantastic Luna Greenman from Texas. She's a colleague of mine on the Fantastic Faulkner Psychics line. I will be introducing Luna very shortly, and we will be having a good chat. We will be having conversations about spiritual matters. We don't know what spiritual matters we're talking about yet, because we were discussing the idea or the concepts of what we were going to talk about before the show, and neither of us really had an idea, so we're going to be playing it by ear. We're going to be taking live calls. Probably the first call is probably going to be about half an hour. We do have some callers in line. I'm going to ask everybody who is interested in having live calls to actually get yourself in the queue now, to actually phone, call in now, get onto the switchboard now, because it does get very busy. We do get busy. We do get busy online. And there is only a limited number of people that we can actually do calls for. We can actually do readings for. So if anybody is actually wanting a live reading with either myself, Luna, or my mystery guest, and I say mystery guest because I've got somebody coming in the last hour, because Peter Frodsham is unable to come on the show today. I think he's probably on some platform in some spiritual church in the UK as we speak, and he's unable to make it today. But I will have Peter on in the future. I'm looking forward very much to having Peter on. My apologies to everybody that I do have a little bit of a croak. I did probably about 31 readings over the weekend. I was at a Mind and Body and Spirit Festival in Sydney, which is about 3 hours from where we live. I was in the reading room and I was especially busy, so my voice is taking a little bit of a hammering. So if I've not got my usual UK pommy dulcet tones today, it's because I'm borrowing somebody else's voice. It's the best way of putting it. Now, if anybody wants to find out anything about me, Matthew James, if you don't have already visited the website, go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. For listeners in the United States, I do Skype readings, I do phone readings. I'm available for half hour, hour and three quarter hour readings. Anybody in the ACT, which is the Australian Capital Territory state here in Australia, or New South Wales, I do one-to-one readings, and I also do party bookings. I've also got available absent readings, which is, it's an email reading, but it's with a bit of a difference. I actually do a voice recording, and I've got 10-minute and 20-minute readings available. Now, just for a couple of moments, before I actually introduce Luna, I just want to just talk very briefly about my own cards. They're called the Light of Truth Oracle cards. They are really quite an unusual deck of cards. There's 82 cards in the deck, and it's all my own artwork. Everything that is actually on the cards is everything that I've drawn over probably about the last 15 to 20 years. Instead of having the conventional coins or pentacles, swords, the usual four suits with the cards, I have perception, personality, path, and purpose. There's a lot of psychology in the cards. There's a lot of the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life in the cards. There is also the Tarot, but there's also Gematria, which is numerology. They are, like I say, quite unusual. I do actually use them in my own readings. I just want to just do a little quick blurb on these cards before I move on. And what I've actually got up on the website is the fact that the Light of Truth Oracle cards are multi-layered with magical systems of Kabbalah, Tarot, psychology, Gematria, enriching the powerful energies of these cards. Now, they're actually based on my own spiritual journey from when I was initiated into spirituality and development to what I'm calling the spiritual awakening, where I've actually got to the point where I actually can do something with what I've actually developed. I've also, like I say, the symbolism and everything about these cards is very much myself. They are available for sale. Now, for anybody in the US, I do actually recommend going onto the website of thegamecrafter.com. and look up the Light of Truth Oracle cards. They can be obtained there, but they can also be obtained off my own website, off www.matthewjamesmedium.com. There is a page that is dedicated to the Light of Truth Oracle cards. Anybody who's interested in a completely different divination system, something that's a little bit away completely 360 degrees away from like the Rider-Waite tarot or the traditional or the tarot images, then have a look at the Light of Truth Oracle. Now, without further ado, I just want to put my guest on the show. I'm going to quickly play a little piece of music, and then when we come back, all I want to play a bit of music for us. I just want to clear my throat a little bit. The song's on for probably about 3 minutes. After the 3 minutes, we will then bring Luna onto the show. And then we will have our chat, and then we will bring some live callers on. So this is a personal favourite of mine. I will be back probably in about a little over 3 minutes.
I have often told you stories about the way I lived a life of a crystal, waiting for the day when I take your hand and sing a song that maybe you would say, come lay with me and love me, and I would surely stay. But I feel I'm growing older, and the songs that I have sung echo in the distance like the sound of a whistle going round. I guess I'll always be a soldier of fortune.
This is Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. That was a song which has been around me forever, basically. That's Soldier Fortune by Deep Purple. I've had that around me, like I say, since I was a child. I mean, that's been one of the songs that I've always listened to and been so inspired by. So I thought I would introduce that to everybody in this particular show. Now, without further ado, I know she's waiting eager in the guest seat. I would like to bring on Luna Greenman from Texas. Hi, Luna.
Hi, it's great to be back, Matthew.
It's fantastic to have you back on the show, Luna. So how are you? I know you've been working solid for about the last 3 days on the Faulkner show, on the Faulkner Tarot.
Yeah, well, the Faulkner Psychics, yes, I have. I'm literally working 24 hours a day for this company. It's a brilliant, brilliant company. See, I'm tired. I'm very tired, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth devoting all of my heart and soul to.
It is a fantastic cause, Luna. And we've got a parallel here. Obviously, it's 6:15 in the morning for me, and I've had a busy weekend. And I know you're about 3:15 in the afternoon, so we're both tired. So at least we can be tired together.
Yes, yes.
But I know, like I'd mentioned at the start of the show, we're both on Faulkner Psychics, and I know it's from my own angle, it's fantastic being on a phone line that is so ethical and so good for the callers, because I know it's such a personal service, and I know Rhiannon is doing a fantastic job there.
It's absolutely brilliant, and it is set up completely differently than any other psychic phone line company. I mean, we can call you anywhere in the world, and the entire duration of the call is free. You only ever pay for your reading, and I mean, everyone that works for us is absolutely genuine. It's really brilliant that she has set this up to end the rip-off psychic phone line, as well as really help people worldwide. I mean, without technology and without what she has set up as Faulkner Psychics, honestly, I don't think that we would be able to reach as many people as we do. And I know that this is something my entire life that I have been devoted to. And so when Faulkner Psychics was created, it was like there was no question for me that this was where I was meant to be, and I was meant to be devoting my service and time to, 24 hours a day, literally. So it's really brilliant.
It is good. I mean, it's a scenario that I know when I first got to know Rhiannon, and we first got to know Rhiannon, and Rhiannon started announcing that she was doing this idea with the phone line. I mean, I was into it. I was up for it straight away. I volunteered straight away because I know the integrity of the lady. She's fantastic, and I know when she was actually building the phone line, she started right from the basics. I know everything, the actual phone system, the actual the payment system, all the technology has been built from scratch. And I know that's taken a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I know personally from taking some calls that I do, the benefits of having a new system is phenomenal. I don't know how you find it, Luna, but it's just like having the person in the room with you at times. The quality of the call is superb.
I absolutely agree. It really is. And that's what's so beautiful is it literally is like you're in the same room as the client, and we can really reach people worldwide that way. It's so beautiful. She has spent so much time, effort, funding everything all out of her own life to make this happen. She's given up really her own personal life and everything to be able to create this business. And it's absolutely brilliant. Most people don't even know how much work it takes and how much devotion it takes to get things to run smoothly. And literally all of the technology has been, built into her home. And it's amazing how much work it really is to make sure that this happens correctly. I know that a lot of other psychic phone line companies as well, they run things so differently. And she has her daughter Hannah working, long, long, long hours, just like her and I are. I mean, sometimes, my gosh, I'm sure that Hannah only gets an hour of sleep because she's on there all of the time to make sure that she's answering, the phones. It's not an automated service. She's running everything. She's taking the payments. She's checking PayPal. Rhiannon has set this up where you can safely pay over the phone or you can pay on the website with PayPal. I mean, she's trying to do everything to make it easier for the client because we are totally devoted to really helping people. We're not about taking people's money. We're not about, you know, pay by minute, large phone bills, you know, there's absolutely none of that here. And it is a lot of work to make sure that every fine detail is taken care of. And she is doing everything in her power to make sure that she's thought of absolutely everything and making it happen 24 hours a day, every single day of the year, no matter what.
I just to let everybody know, if anybody is interested in actually trying out Faulkner Psychics, maybe you want to catch either me, Luna, or any of the other fantastic readers on the phone line. The website is www.faulknerpsychics.com, and it's Faulkner, FAULKNER psychics, all one word, .com. And it is a 24-hour, 7 days a week service. And like Luna was mentioning, this is not an automated service. You will speak to a human being. You will either speak to Rhiannon or her daughter Hannah. When taking the details for the call, who you would like to talk to, they will call, bring you through on that phone call through to one of the readers, and it is all a wonderful personal warm service. So it is highly recommended.
Thanks, Matthew, for talking about this with me. It's so important, and we've been trying to figure out all the best ways to get the word out, and, you know, people just really need to know that we're here for them and that there is an alternative to all of the rip-off psychic lines and that there is a service set up where no matter where in the world you are, that there's someone who can genuinely help you and who is devoted to being there to really take care of you and make sure that you're okay, and not just, you know, there's a lot of psychics out there, we all know, that are just for taking people's money and or they're not really devoted to the client. And Rhiannon has personally chosen each reader who she feels is totally devoted to really genuinely helping people. I mean, we have all kinds of different backgrounds from our readers, all kinds of other education. You know, we have holistic therapists, we have business majors, law majors, counselors. You know, we've really got a whole variety of people who are devoted to working for human beings and can use their intuitive guides to, you know, to really benefit everyone.
Yeah, it's very true. And what really appeals to me is the word, is the fact that it is an ethical phone line. It is for the right reasons, because I know, and you'll be feeling it as well, and I know a lot of people who are listening in, it's definitely in the air. There is definitely a wind of change with the psychic industry. There is a scenario that is happening, that what we call, what I love calling the plastic psychics, the fakes, the charlatans, are being weaned out. And it's not just the readers, but it's like the phone organizations that are in it for the wrong reasons. It is all actually happening, and this is what I actually love about Faulkner Psychics. It's arrived at the right time, because it is small things can make a big difference, and it might be only happening on a small scale at the minute. But I can guarantee, Luna, that probably within about 12, 18 months' time, there's going to be a lot of other phone lines that will be following Luna.
I agree. You know, and we're not about We're not worried about competition. It has nothing to do with that. We're here to be a leader and prove that you can do things right and that you should do things right. That's really something that we want to stress, is that there are going to be a lot of other lines coming out of this that are starting to do things the right way, and that's great. We really want to get the message out there that you need to be there to help people, and it needs to be done the right way. It's really sickening how many psychic phone lines there are out there. I mean, I've researched to the end of the earth, and I've had many, many clients come to me with horror stories, literally horror stories from either readers or the company itself, or, you know, and this just isn't just psychic phone lines. This is people in person in many different places in the world. So it's really, we're, you know, leading the way in the right way, trying to help people understand that it can be done and it should be done. And so it really is the perfect timing, you know, no matter what, because I feel that it's, you know, society in general is really going through a major change. One of the things that that's really different about Faulkner Psychics as well is that we donate money out of every single call, not out of a major fund, or, you know, these are the company profits and we donate a little bit here or there to charities or something like that. It's every single reading that happens, every single call, money is donated, and it's donated to two spiritual churches. One is in Canada, and one is here where I'm at in San Antonio, Texas. And these churches are totally devoted to being absolutely open to the community. These are not churches that say you've got to join a religion. They're not trying to control people. These churches are a community place where people of all spiritual backgrounds can come together and really live, and they can heal. And it's just so beautiful. The major thing that I would like to let people know about is the Faulkner Foundation. Money is also donated from every single call to the Faulkner Foundation. This is so important to me. I mean, I'm shaking talking about it. The Faulkner Foundation is a dream of Rhiannon's. She's lost her husband a few years ago from cancer, and I feel that this is a major driving force to make sure that this happens, even though Rhiannon is absolutely devoted to spirit. I mean, this woman has completely changed her life and given up all any personal life at all just to be devoted totally to spirit and what they want for the benefit of mankind. But I know that it gives her more passion to be able to do this, if that makes sense. The Faulkner Foundation is a place where people who have been affected by cancer, families, can go for free to have, you know, treatments, therapy, natural health. This is a dream of hers to be able to have, you know, locally grown foods available. Instead of being treated with medicines and chemotherapies, I mean, there's plants, there's herbs, there's fruits and vegetables that can help heal cancer. You know, she has this amazing team coming together of architects and nurses and just a whole crew to ensure that this happens. But it takes the money from Faulkner Psychics in order to make it happen. Really, this has been a dream of mine as well. My entire life, I have literally dreamed of this, a place where people can go and get the help that they need. Even when they're affected by death, the families can still get help. It's not even just about cancer, though I personally have been affected with cancer as well as many of my loved ones. You know, this is really, truly a place where people can go and naturally heal, have, you know, be accepted, be taken care of, health care, spirituality, you know, in beautiful land. She has chosen the most beautiful land. The earth is just magical where she would like this to happen. And it's just so important. Check out FaulknerPsychics.com/the Faulkner Foundation. And she's written up a very touching note about everything, explaining the entire dream. And I would really like people to know that this is something that really needs to be happening, and know that money from every single call is donated to this, and that they are important. They can help change the world as well as being personally affected by the readings. You know, you call in to get a reading for yourself, but yet you're helping so many other people out there in the world at the same time, because the money is being donated to these spiritual churches as well as the foundation. So, I mean, it's good all around.
Awesome. I know cancer has affected so many of us. I know me personally, I've been affected by cancer too, and I've lost loved ones through cancer as well as Chris, my wife, has been affected with people as well. So I know it is a thing that is a very real threat in life at the moment. And I know Rhiannon's plans for the foundation is a fantastic one. And I know I would like to touch on this a little bit more, a little bit further on in the show. Luna, are you going to be okay? I know you're tired, to do some live calls, because we do actually have some callers in line. You're going to be okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, everybody, is I'm going to put a piece of music on that's just under 6 minutes long. To give me and Luna time to prepare to do some of the live readings. We will then go into our first live reading of the show, which will be area code 310, who has been holding on for since the start of the show. So another piece of music, and then we will go into the second section of the show, which is the live reading. So we'll be back in about approximately 6 minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James. I'm a clairvoyant medium. I'm actually in Canberra in Australia as I speak. It's 27 in the morning. You were listening then to a track called One Light Burning by Richie Sambora, who is a guitarist out of Bon Jovi. That was from his first solo album. In the guest seat is the wonderful Luna Greenman from Texas. Now, Luna and myself are going to be taking live calls from now. Luna, do you mind going first?
Absolutely not. It would be my pleasure.
Okay, so I'm going to bring area code 310 into our conversation. Hiya, area code 310. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince. You've been on the show before, haven't you? I'm sure you've been on before.
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Okay. What's your question for us this afternoon? I know, because it's your afternoon.
Right. Well, before I get into my question, I wanted to just say something. You were talking about phony psychics, and prior to Blog Talk and the Internet, I remember many years ago, I went to see the psychic just off the street in like a little shop. She starts giving me a reading, and then she says, oh, you know, you have this dark energy around you, and I can help heal you and lift that, but it's going to cost you like $1,000 or $1,500, something like that. And right away, that set up red flags, and I just walked out of there, and I said, you're nothing but a phony. And
good for you, Vin.
It was just unbelievable, but people do fall for that. And I just want
Sorry, Luna.
It's okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're totally right. I've honestly heard that same exact story so many times. I cannot count it on all my fingers and toes, especially here in the U.S. It is incredible. From the city that I just moved from, it was so popular. It was like almost every single person that claimed that they were a psychic did the same thing, used those exact same words. You've got this dark energy around you. First, it's going to cost you $300 to buy this charm, and then it's going to cost you, you know, a few more $100 for me to remove this. Oh, my God, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard those exact same words.
And I've heard of it as well. I mean, I heard it in the UK because prior to 2002, we were still in the UK, and I was working in the UK, and it is the classic.
Yeah, it's really sad that people take advantage of someone who really needs help and is hurting so badly. That they don't care about their well-being. All they care is about the money that they can rape this person of. And it's just shocking to me that they get away with it. And there has been some relief where our government has stepped in and have gone after these people lately, which is a really good thing. But anyway, my question is this. I've been out of work for quite some time. I thought I was going to get this job that I applied for a couple weeks ago. I just talked to the lady today, and she said everything's been put on hold right now. But she said as soon as something changes, she's going to let me know. So I'm wondering if you see me getting this job eventually or if something else is going to come soon, because I'm like $3,000 behind in rent and bills are piling up like crazy, and unless a miracle happens, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to be okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I was just going to say to you, Luna, I'll just hand you over to Luna. But Luna has kindly started anyway.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but it was instant in my mind, you are going to be okay. All right. I cannot stress enough for you to take deep breath. It's all going to be all right. You know, there are times in life whenever it's like, I know I have been there where I'm going, oh my God, am I going to be homeless with my family? And I'm just trying every single outlet and I don't know what to do, but you're going to be all right. Everything is going to work out for you. Now, this job that you were mentioning, okay, where they said it's been put on hold. Now, I do see that this opportunity is there for you later down the road if that's the decision that you would like to make, okay? The position will open and they will contact you again. However, for the immediate, like right now, you've got to take care of everything because honestly, you can't sit around and wait for this other job.
Right.
I don't feel that they're going to be contacting you soon. You know what I mean? It's going to take a little while. So there is another option for you, and I feel that you've already kind of looked for it. Go for it, honestly. It's not going to be exactly what you want to do right away. It's going to be good money. It's going to take care of things. So I'm trying to get from my guides exactly like the position, the title of this job. They're just stressing to me, just go ahead. Basically, at this point, you know, say, okay, this is where I need to go. You have a few options you've looked at. Just pick something for now just to get by. And then the job that you really want, okay, you're going to have the opportunity to get into later. And you actually really qualify for this job that's been put on hold. They're not telling you this because of any other reason except for that there are some issues within their company that have nothing to do with you at all. So once those are sorted out, you will be well received there. But in the meantime, honestly, you just need to pick something and you're going to get hired and it's going to make your money on time, okay? So are there a few options that you've been thinking about?
Well, you know, I there was one other option is there's this temp agency that they're hiring for, like, they don't pay very well, but they're hiring for liquid consumption place where they make certain things and everything, and they only pay like $10 an hour. But and the problem is that they said that I need to renew my forklift driver's license before I can be considered for this position. But you know, it's only like $10 an hour, but at least it'll be something until something else comes along. And I don't know if I want to go that route or not with this place.
Okay, so the thing that I would suggest here is I intuitively feel that there is another position for you besides this where you'll be driving the forklift and everything. However, you know, my guides are telling me that you can go ahead and do that and the money that it's going to cost you to renew your license will be taken care of, okay? So that's, I know that's a huge stressor and it can cost quite a bit of money to renew. Plus a little bit of time, but I honestly see that, and I feel that it is through this temp agency that perhaps they have overlooked a position. So if you can, go back there and see if they've got something else besides just this company. Either way, though, honestly, the way that what I'm actually, it's kind of funny, the vision that they're giving me is like, close your eyes and pin the tail on the donkey type of thing. And it doesn't even matter. You're going to win a prize no matter what. Like, whatever you choose at this point is going to be okay, even if you don't want to do it and you're not really going to want to do this job. But, and Matthew can jump in here in just a minute, but I'm getting that you're only going to have to do this very, very temporarily, that within the next couple of months, you're going to be able to transition into a more stable place in life in general, as well as the job that you would really like to be in. So this is kind of like just an emergency situation. You know, you have to just deal with it a little bit for now, but you're going to be okay. So does that make sense?
Yeah, and actually, I was just thinking. Now you said there could be another opportunity, and I just remembered that I've been applying like crazy to certain positions at two different breweries, and they're not they're not the famous breweries, but they're smaller breweries that are just outside the area that I live in. And I'm wondering if you see them finally calling me and saying, okay, you know, let's bring this guy in front of you. Do you see that happening for me?
Yes, I do. You are going to get in with them.
Okay.
One of them will take you up on the offer. So it would extend back by next week.
Okay. So about a week.
If you don't get a call back before next week, by next week, then because you currently do an interview, and I feel that it is with both of this. One of them is going to be a little serious, and one of them, when you go in for the interview, I'm feeling that you're just going to kind of go, okay, this isn't really going to work. I feel like it's the one that's closer to you that's going to end up working.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Vince, I thought we were losing you then, Luna.
Hello?
Vince.
Good, Matthew.
Yeah, Vince, what I was actually getting here is that I'm reckoning this company that you've been put on hold with, timing on this is it's very difficult to be exact with the timing, but I just get the feeling that it's going to be October before they can actually offer you that position. I've got almost like a company director or somebody to do with the finances holding on to their purse strings and their belt very tightly, and they're reluctant to take other people on at this moment in time. But I want to say that they will take you on, but I'm saying that you would have to probably wait until October. It's what you do in the interim, obviously, with your financial concerns. Have you got any, are you a good listener? Have you got any teaching or any counseling or training ability?
No, I don't.
Right. So it's you that's going to have to be taught or trained in line with a new trade, or there is a bit of training that is going to be developed here. I have got the feeling that in the interim there is a job connection for you. I'm not wanting to necessarily say it's to wait as long as July, but I'm wanting to say that by July there seems to be, what I've got is a bit of a conflict here. You're taking a job in July. You're taking a job in July, but, and here's the big but, if you take that job in July, what happens to this particular job that you want to take? I mean, you're in a class stick. Which job do you take? Which job do you have? Do you understand me? It's a scenario of you're going to be offered a job in July, which you might be trained into. But come the October, this job that you are wanting at the moment also becomes available.
Right. That makes sense. And the way I would play it is it just depends on the pay and how much I really like the job that I'm at the time, and what I have to go through, like as far as starting from scratch again, you know, and the wages and everything. So there's a lot of factors that go into it with me. It's almost like I go into jobs like I almost pretty much know if I'm going to like it right away or not. And if I'm not comfortable there, I'm not going to be happy type of thing. So that's the way I make the decision.
Yeah. So I'm just wanting to say, be rest assured, Vince, that by the October, you've got this dilemma of having to choose between two particular jobs. That's the way that it's going to be emphasized here. Now, that isn't fireworks, Vince. I believe that's actually from the next.
What is it?
Even though I'm going to take that symbolically.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm going to leave you there, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Luna, we lost you then. Hello, Luna, are you there? We have a problem with Luna's connection. That's no problem. We will cope with that. In about 10 minutes' time, we've got our mystery caller going to be coming in online, and I will keep trying to get Luna back onto the show. She's obviously got herself a bit of an internet connection. So I'm going to go solo on the next caller until I can get Luna back in. So area code 662, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Tara Sean, and I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hi, it's Carrie Sean, did you say?
Yes, with a T.
Okay, and what is your question today?
I'm in a place where I want to make some decisions, and I was just trying to see, make some changes, and I just try to see what was out there for me destiny wise. What were you all seeing?
Okay, I will try and get Luna in as we're speaking, but what I was initially getting for you was I'm a little bit fearful. That's the word that I'm actually getting with you at this moment in time. There's a little bit of trepidation. I get the feeling that I've got the strong impression that I've got a mother vibration here. And the mother vibration is very much trying to give me the impetus that you are... you're looking at past mistakes, or you're looking at past problems, and you're worried that it's all going to start flaring up again. I don't know if that is correct, but what is it with this hesitation that you've got?
I don't want to fail at anything.
Okay, your mother has passed to the other side, hasn't she?
Yes.
Right, because I did get this connection straight away. I've got a problem with my speech, or I'm having a problem being able to express myself, or I've got a problem here being able to communicate with you. Would that actually be any physical condition of your mother's that she had before she passed, or is that a figure of speech? Because I'm feeling... What was her medical condition, please?
She was on drugs.
Ah, so there's a possibility that she wasn't able to communicate or speak at the end of her life, because I'm finding it very difficult to actually speak at the moment, and I've got a lot of pressure in my chest cavity area.
Okay.
Now, all I'm aware of is that there is a move that is going to take you far away. Now, would this by any chance be a work contract? When I say far away, I don't want... Let me be firm about this. It's another state of the U.S., and in your mother's terms, it's far away from Mississippi where you are.
Yes.
Now, there must be a consideration about a job contract that you have considered and looked at and reappraised, because this is being pointed out to me at this moment in time. I can see a work contract, but I can see around it, I'm not totally sure whether I want to take that work contract or not.
Yeah, it is.
How far from Mississippi is this, please?
Well, it's from my hometown. It's about 2 hours away from my hometown. 2.5 hours.
In your mum's terms, that would be quite a distance, would it?
Yeah.
Because her words were, this is far away. My little girl's going far away. And I've got two males here. I know one with certainty is your grandfather, her father. But can I also ask, is the companion that is with your mother, I'm not totally 100% sure that that's your father, but I want to say she's got a companion with her. So I don't know, did she have two men in her life, one before your father or one after your father?
That's not that I know of. I mean, my little sister has a different dad, but I don't think any of them are deceased.
Okay, it's just that I know I've got two males with her, and I know one is definitely her father, but she's insisting that she's got a companion with her, and she's wanting to sort of give the symbolism here of saying, is there still a companion around you? Or do you still have somebody that walks around and walks with you, is with you?
Yeah, her dad. Her dad is in my dad.
Sorry, no. What I'm saying is, has your grandfather's passed, hasn't he? Your mum's mum has passed.
No, they're both alive. Both her parents are alive.
Oh, who are the two males that are around? Is she referring to the two males that are around you, or is she referring to the two males that are around her in spirit? Because there was a mention of two males here, you see.
Well, I'm not sure who that is.
Right. I'll put that little bit of information to one side, because I could be wrong with that, and I hold my hands up. But the understanding here is that you most certainly have got to consider that job opportunity. It will be what I class as a misfortune. It will be missed. It will be a misfortune. If you don't take it, it could be the wrong choice. Now, Luna, are you back online?
I am, yes. I apologize about that. Everything locked up on my side.
That's absolutely fine. The important thing is we've got you back. Did you catch Carison's question?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay. Do you want to ask your question again, please, to Luna?
Just, you know, ready to consider some changes. Some changes,
okay,
in my career and everything, and I just wanted to know.
Okay. Do you work as a social worker with people?
Yes.
Okay. So that can be absolutely exhausting, I know, because you're working constantly with others. I completely understand. And the social work industry, I actually personally have a few friends, and I considered it myself for many years. I'd taken some schooling there. So I'm seeing that you have extremely strong highlights here. I mean, you are so good at what you do, but it's really just the environment that you're in that's absolutely exhausting. It's the way that things have to be done. So what I'm actually seeing for you is that you take this education, this knowledge, this experience that you have, and I'm actually seeing that you can start doing something on your own and not have to be within, you know, really under the same overhead, if that makes sense.
I've been thinking about going into my own business.
I really strongly feel that that's where you need to be. You really have the education, the backup, everything that you need in order to do that. You just need to set out the plan and go ahead and do that. And as far as the timing for leaving the work that you're doing now, this is going to kind of taper off and work with what your plans are. Feel confident in what you want to be doing, what your plans are. Go ahead and start doing it, and everything else is going to kind of fit into play there. But that's where you need to be, is doing your own thing now.
Okay. What about relationship-wise?
Okay, relationship-wise. Let me tune in on that one for just a second. Okay, so I'm seeing that there's a man in your life already. But honestly, the most healthy relationship is yet to come. So there is someone else that you will be meeting, and it's kind of interesting because as soon as you really start progressing and doing things on your own, kind of breaking away from, you know, the 9-to-5 plus extra hours working where you're at, it's like you meet him through networking on your own, and so he has kind of similar goals in a way. He's not doing the same thing you are. He's very business oriented, but totally down to earth. You know, when I'm tuning into him, he's like, he's funny. You know what I mean? He's He's got a great sense of humor. He's totally relaxed, but he's very, very smart and very business-oriented. So you're going to meet him networking for your own stuff, for your own business. It's just going to kind of happen, and you guys are going to fit into play. I feel like he's a Sagittarius. I feel like his birthday is sometime in December. So that just may be something, whether that helps you or not, you know, it may be something when the man comes along. But I strongly feel that you're just going to feel this connection with him pretty much automatically. You know, you guys are really going to get on together. So you'll be meeting him, I feel this summer. So I feel that things are really going to progress for you if you really devote yourself to, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. It's time for me to start doing my own thing. And setting aside some of that energy, this summer is when all of that is really going to start fitting all together and taking off, and that's when you're going to be meeting him. I feel like you're going to be meeting him like the middle of July to late July. The 24th is actually in my head, but I feel like you've already met him by the 24th, and I feel like because I'm actually seeing you together the 24th, kind of laughing and taking a little bit of a break. So I feel like you've already met each other sometime in the weeks before, but that may be a significant day for you. So it's time for you to start doing your own thing, being free, you know, use everything you've got, use your resources that you have. And I know that's a very difficult with the overhead, but you know how to do it. It's just time now for you to go ahead and start doing that. And this man is coming in just a couple months, and you're going to make this happen. I mean, you're totally in charge here.
Amen. I receive it.
Excellent.
All right, Carishona. I hope you enjoyed your reading. I mean, just one final point before you actually leave. What's this contract, this work contract I was picking up on then that's 2 hours away? What's the reluctance about taking that contract?
Well, it's just part-time work right now. It's part-time, and I travel there on weekends and work, and they didn't, they were going to try to get me something full-time, but nothing has come yet of full-time, so it's just part-time, and I really wanted something full-time to do, but at the same time, I kind of have the desire to step out on my own.
Right. So there is a very strong chance then of actually doing both, taking the part-time work and obviously firing up your own business as well. That to me is the path that's being pointed out to you.
Yes, sir. I believe it is. I agree with you.
And I know from what I was getting from your mum's vibration that you are a very brave soul, and you think things through, and you think things through too much. But once you've made a decision, you take that decision, and you are probably inches away from taking that decision.
Yes, sir.
Can I leave you there, Carrie Shaman, only because we have a lot of callers on the line, and I've got quite a bit of music to get through, and I've got a mystery guest to bring on. We would love to spend more time with you, but unfortunately we can't. So it was lovely talking to you.
You too.
Have fun.
So yeah,
enjoy
all right,
your day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, I thought we'd lost you then, Luna.
Well, you had lost me for just a moment. My computer completely locked up for some unknown reason.
It's called being on Conversations with Spirit. It's strange things to computers, believe me. My mystery guest knows all about it because she was on the last show and she was in the middle of all the electronic trauma, weren't you, Sharon?
Hello, good morning. I certainly was.
It was fun.
What a nightmare
wasn't it?
That was.
It was fun, wasn't it?
And it was a shame because the subjects were getting really juicy and interesting, weren't they?
I know. Well, I'm going to get Shane back on this week so we can talk about Twin Flames again.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I was really enjoying that show.
Thanks. Sharon's mate, Luna. Good. Luna mate, Sharon.
Hi, Luna. Good morning.
Hello. Pleasure to meet you.
You too, my love.
So, what's been happening in Auckland, Sharon?
Auckland? Well, yeah. we're still hanging on fingertips to our sunshine, reluctantly passing it over towards the UK.
Mm-hmm. We've got three different time zones here. Anybody who's listening, I'm at 7:10 in the morning. We've got Sharon, who's 9:10 in the morning. And we've got Luna, who will be 4:10 in the afternoon, if I've got that right.
Oh, yes, you do.
You've certainly got my time frame right. So, yeah, it's been very busy, Matt. Lots and lots of reading.
Oh, cool. So you've just come off a phone line, haven't you? We won't advertise the phone line, but it's one that me and Luna would describe as one of the unethical ones, and I've been on this unethical phone line.
Yeah. The callers are genuine. The callers deserve as much help as they can get. But one of those things now, Matt, isn't it? There's so many unethical lines, so many unethical people, and too many out there chasing the dollar, and it's a crying shame.
It is a crying shame. Are you up for live reading, Sharon? And other than that, we can then offer our callers now, the ones who I'm about to bring in, three for the price of one.
Yep.
Oh, well, they're free readings anyway, but there's three of us now online.
Yeah, I'm sure between the three of us we'll get some good information for them.
I'm pretty sure we will. I think there's going to be a bit of some really good teamwork. Now, before we actually start, who wants to go first? Let's sort these lines out. Who wants to go first? Can we have a volunteer?
I'm happy to go first.
Okay, and then, I mean, we'll probably alternate, but, I mean, the next call I've got is BBCA 1967, who I know has been waiting an awful long time. I think we will bring our next caller in. So, BBCA 1967, what's your first name, please?
It's Dawn.
Dawn?
Dawn, yes.
Yeah, and where are you calling from, please?
From Canada.
You're calling from Canada. Welcome to the show, Dawn. I'm sorry that you've had to wait a while to actually get in and get a live reading today, but you are here now. What's your question for us, please?
I got a lot going on right now in my life, and I'm just wondering what the future has for me.
Okay, Sharon, we will put you in capable hands of Sharon.
In
are
hot,
you ready? Yeah,
okay.
Right on the spot.
Good morning, Dawn. Sorry I can't quite get the accent with your name, but I hope it's close enough.
It's a beautiful accent.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll try and do my posh words today. Dawn, your question was what's going to be happening in your life? And everything seems a little complicated at the moment.
I just have a lot going on.
Okay. What I'm getting immediately, Dawn, is, and don't shoot the messenger, but I think and feel you're a natural worry wart. So just nail that one first. You're very, very sensitive. You've got quite a high psychic vibe there too. And would it also be truly... do also get drawn into other people's lives. So it's not just yourself you're dealing with. Would it be true to say that you also get drawn into other people's dramas, other people's lives, constantly out there helping people?
Yeah, I'm always
helping. So it's not just so it's not just your life that you're trying to sort out. Feels like you're trying to sort out others as well. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm a nurse, so...
Ah,
I haven't been working for 4 years, but I'm a nurse, and that's my nature.
So you can't even go to the supermarket without bumping into someone with a sore toe.
Yep.
No, the type. Well, I mean, obviously, with your natural healing vibe there, there's not a lot you're going to be able to do about that other than learn to manage it, learn to share your time very fairly between yourself and the others that you're helping. It's lovely to help, But, you know, the old saying, charity sometimes does begin at home. And I feel at this stage a lot of backstepping for you. You need to be pulling yourself back, sitting down with a nice cup of tea and actually looking at what you've got going on around you, because I'm not feeling it so huge. I'm not feeling that we're going to be experiencing obstacles or dramas moving forward. But this muddled thinking process is the place to start to sort it out. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part because there's an echo.
Okay, now I'm going to struggle sometimes to repeat the information because, so in a nutshell, I'm asking you to take a little bit of a step backwards, sit down, have a cup of tea, as we do in England. Mm-hmm. Look at your main areas, your career, your love life, maybe your health, and some of the people around you, and just start fine-tuning, putting these little issues and problems into boxes and dealing with one at a time. I feel you're on overload. Make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the kind of practical steps. Moving forward, as I'm going to, and I'll ask you which specific area gives you the most concern right now. Which area can I look at for you?
I had an injury to my back. That's why I'm off work. And the surgeon made a mistake with my surgery, and it's pretty bad.
Hmm. That was the health issues I was picking up earlier then. Okay, so it's pretty bad. You've been feeling pain and feeling frustrated that you're not as mobile as you were before. Also, an opportunity, as much as it feels really bad, an opportunity to slow you down and perhaps get a little more creative around your thinking. And I'm sorry it keeps coming back to your thinking, but I feel what Spirit are trying to say here is that you can change everything in your life with a very mild and minor attitude adjustment, because things aren't tragic, not the worst in the world. And very, very tiny. You definitely have an ability to focus and to achieve what it is you set out to achieve. Very blessed in that respect. And I'm sure over the years you've experienced, you know, almost the impossible. You've decided on something, you've put an action plan together, and you've achieved. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all we. That's really the only thing you need to be doing now. I don't see obstacles for the future. In terms of your back injury, I feel that the damage they provided there, it does feel somewhat permanent. Yes.
Yes.
Like a cut,
but
or
I need a screw removed out of my back.
Right. Yeah. So more of a
is that in the middle area of your back? Sorry to cut in, Sharon. Is that the middle of your area of your back, Dawn? In about the middle, approximately.
It's lower. It's my lower back.
Is it round about the sixth? Is it the say the sixth disc or the area of the sixth? I was getting the sixth area in your back.
It's my lumbar, and my.
But it's impacting everywhere else on your back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's causing problems down my leg and.
Because I'm feeling a real tightness in my back, and as we're speaking, and I was sort of picking up almost the middle area, and I'm sorry, Sharon, that I interrupted it.
I just wanted to
get this confirmed that these weren't my conditions, because this is bordering on excruciating.
Yeah, it is. It's excruciating.
What I'm concerned about is that what they've got for the career path for you involves a lot of sitting in chairs and almost lecturing or talking to people, almost like this teacher training here.
Yeah, I did do that too. I did all kinds of things.
Would you have two children? Because there's a reference to two children.
Yes, I have two children.
Do you deal with any bereavement or any bereavement counselling? Because I see where there have been children lost and you're talking about it.
I was a palliative home care nurse. I help people die at home.
Ah, that's the bereavement. Okay. I've got a grandmother here. I'm going to go. I'm definitely going with father's side. And my feeling is that you're embarking on a pet subject as a career very shortly.
I'm hoping to get that screw removed soon.
Well, there is. What I actually got was corrective surgery occurring.
Okay.
Now, are you anywhere near Calgary in Canada? Because I'm getting Calgary.
No, my brother lives out that way.
Ah, so is there any surgery that you can be undertaking near where your brother is in Calgary?
Possibly, but I was looking at going to Toronto.
Right, it's just that I don't want you to be disappointed with any knockback that you have with your surgery, but I think what your grandmother has given me is that you may have to travel to another part of the country for the surgery.
Okay.
But it's going to be worth it because the word I get was corrective.
Okay.
But how are you going to work and rehabilitate? That's the word that's been given to me here. Obviously, once you've had this corrective, you've got a series of alignments or alignment therapies or a bit of corrective surgery, but you've also got to work as well.
But I also have to what?
I just get the feeling that you've got a bit of rehab you've got a rehab process to do, obviously, once you've had that correct, but you've also got to work as well. That's how it's been, how I anticipate. You've got the two things to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Luna, are you picking up anything for Dawn?
I am. It's a little bit hard. Okay, so for you, you're going to be able to get this done. I am seeing that there's a little bit of an insurance issue. Are you waiting for the right insurance for this to happen?
No.
No? You're okay on that? All right.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I may just be finding...
It happened at work. I did it at work. I'm covered.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's... It's not an issue. It's that the insurance is covering it for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, you're not going to have to worry about working while you recover, and that's just what I was picking up. I strongly just feel that it's time for you to take a little bit of a break. You're going to be covered whenever you end up going through the surgery. I do feel that you need to just go ahead and set a date for that, mm-hmm. and I honestly just go ahead and set a date for it. Find the right doctor, find the place, do it, get it done. Don't worry about working. Don't worry about your children being taken care of, okay? Because you have good support here, and it's time for you to heal. It's time for you to get better, and from what I was seeing, that's the best thing for you is to go ahead and get this surgery done.
I need to start loving myself again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I was feeling strongly, is that you don't feel like yourself, and
no.
a lot of it is physical. You know what I mean. It's very hard to function day to day, and I understand, you know, so it's time.
I loved my job, and I was very active, and it's hard to lie around and do nothing.
Oh, my God, I know. You know, I did that last year. I was totally out of work and everything. I couldn't get out of bed. And I do healing for a living, so it was absolutely detrimental. I understand exactly, and that's what you do, too. You take care of people. You heal people. You've been the nurse, you know. So I completely resonate with how you're feeling. And it's like you'd rather be dead sometimes. And I'm sorry to be so blunt, but, you know, it's just...
You're right.
That's just how it feels, you know, and not being able to do things with your children as you would before, or even just feel like a woman again. I mean, that's something that, and, you know, I feel that you're very similar to me in some ways, where when I was out, you know, it's like I tried to push even those thoughts aside, just thinking of the practical. I feel like you're very, very practical, very logical. Like, I've just got to take care of my family. I've just got to take care of everything else. And so those deep emotions about just feeling like a woman or feeling like a person in general, you just try to push aside, you know? It's like, I can't focus on that. I can't think like that because I just have to try to function for everybody else. And it comes to a point when that just doesn't work, you know, and that is that breaks you down even more. But
and I've always been
it's
such
over
a
now.
Strong person, and this is hard.
Oh God, I know. I know it firsthand, you know, and it's so hard. And that internal battle is the worst. Even above any physical damage and everything else, that internal battle that you go through in your mind and with your emotions is so devastating. And then you fight it and you go, oh no, I'm stronger than this. But it, you know, those feelings just don't go away, regardless of how you try to logically think through it. So, you know, what I suggest...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Talking about being a woman, what about my love life?
Well, number one, the first thing that you need to do is take care of yourself, okay? Take care of yourself physically, emotionally. You have someone who will be coming for you before your surgery. So this is, like, really quick because I feel that they're going to at least book your surgery in the next, the number that I'm getting in my mind is, like, a little over a month. So,
okay.
You know, this seems, you really
ironic,
need to.
It's ironic, Luna, I was actually getting the five weeks. So I'm very much parallel with you here, synchronistic with you. I'm getting 5 weeks. And I must admit, I'm seeing like prayers are being answered, and this is a guy that's got sufficient sensitivity. I mean, this is what I'm scribbling down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Right. So the way that you meet him is, I mean, I feel that it's someone connected to a friend that you already know that they probably haven't even thought of. I mean, honestly, everyone connected to you has just been so concerned with their own lives at the same time as being worried about you that it's like they haven't even thought of, oh, well, I know this person that actually you should probably meet. The people connected to you really genuinely love and care about you, but they have been really, just because of the way things are sometimes, they've been really focused on their own lives, even though, you know, they are overwhelmingly worried about you. So I feel that that's kind of put a block on why you haven't met this person already, because it's
well, okay,
like you guys are going to hit it off.
I had somebody in mind. I thought, okay.
Would this person have like a water sign or a sensitivity to about him, Dawn?
Yes.
Because this is the person that I was actually picking up. I mean, I was getting this. I didn't know whether it was a water sign or whether he's got a strong sensitivity about him. But this is the individual that I'm actually feeling for you. And I've got to say, he's the sort of spontaneous guy who would buy you a present or would bring you a takeaway meal, or he would do something for you and you wouldn't expect anything in return.
I don't know if he's like that or not.
Well, I've got the feeling that, Dawn, you're about to find out.
It's somebody that I've known since I was 7 years old that I was thinking of.
But where's the sensitivity or the water sign with him?
he's just a very sensitive guy.
Because he seems to fit the pattern or fit the identity with what I was dealing with here, because I wanted to talk about either somebody who has a water sign for a sun sign, or there was an obvious sensitivity about him, because that was what I was actually getting here.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have to leave your call there, Dawn, and thank you for calling in today.
Can I just add one more thing?
Yeah, of course
sure.
You can.
Okay. So I really wanted to let you know, all right, go ahead, take a deep breath every day, look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to tell yourself, remember who you are, okay? This is going to make a huge, huge difference, and you may break down emotionally, and that is okay. Don't block it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how your kids see you feeling or anything like that, okay? I know that you're putting up walls to be the strong woman here. You've always been the strong woman. You still are the strong woman, no matter what, okay? So I need you to tell yourself, I remember who you are, okay? And you are a very incredible woman, but you have to remind yourself at this point, and don't worry about how you're affecting everyone, because everyone really genuinely loves you. Your children are going to understand. You have to let this emotion out. You cannot bottle it up anymore. Honestly, I really understand this, and that is one of the hardest things to do, is to show that emotion and then go through all of the other emotions that come after it. But you've got to do it. It's so important. You know, no matter what, remember that you are still you, okay? And the other thing that I really wanted to add there is that when you go through your surgery, everything is going to go fine. When Matthew was talking, I was really looking into that, how things are going to go, okay?
Yeah, because I'm afraid
really,
of any surgery.
Oh my God, tell me about it. I've had three in the last year, and like I said, I'm a healer that would rather do things naturally and not have any invasive procedures. And what you're going to go through is a very, very serious procedure, okay? So all of your fears are absolutely legitimate in that case, but the doctors that you're going to be with are so precise that I want you to feel comfortable, okay? Now, the first doctor that you're really going to go see, now you're going to have, I saw this, this is just what I saw in my vision, is that you're going to go in for a consultation before the initial surgery. Now, you're not going to feel very comfortable with this doctor, and you need to go with your intuition there, okay? And go with the next one. And it's not because he's going to hurt you or anything like that. It's just because you need to feel absolutely, positively comfortable with the doctor that is going to be doing your surgery. And you've got to have this interview with him before it happens, okay?
Yeah.
But don't worry, because I was actually watching like I was watching a DVD movie of your surgery, and they're absolutely precise. They're using the best technology. I don't really know the technology for all of this, but I was seeing like the word like Da Vinci and like you know, I was just seeing that they're using, you know, the absolute best for you in order to make sure that everything is clean and great and that you're going to heal very quickly. So your recovery time is actually shortened in half of what most people would be going through, just because you have such a great doctor, or team of doctors. You're
Luna,
strong.
Luna, we're going to have to go into a music break at this point, unfortunately.
Okay, everything's going to be okay,
all
right?
Sorry about that, Dawn. It's just that I need to cut in because we need to go into a music break.
Okay, thank you very much, all of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Dawn. Sorry about that, Luna. I just
it's okay.
Yeah, because I just want to just have a 3.5-minute music break, and then we'll go into the next call. apologies for that. So we can all have a little bit of a break for 3.5 minutes. And I just want to play Every Woman in the World by Air Supply. And we'll be back, like I say, in 3.5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Saturday girl, I was never in love, never had the time in my hustle and hurry world.
Laughing myself to sleep, waking up lonely. I needed someone to hold me. Oh,
it's such a crazy old town, it can drag you down till you run out of dreams. So you party all night to the music and lights, but you don't know what happiness means.
I was dancing in the dark with strangers, no love around me, when suddenly you found me. Oh,
everything fine, that's what you are. So put your hand in mine, and together we'll climb as high as the highest star.
I'm living a lifetime in every minute that we're together, and I'm staying right here forever. Oh, 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 oh.
Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're my fantasy, you're my reality. Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're everything I need, you're everything to me.
You're listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm Matthew James, the host. I'm a medium and clairvoyant. I'm here in Canberra in the ACT in Australia. I have two fantastic guests on today. I have Luna Greenman from Texas in USA, and I also have Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland in New Zealand. How's it going, ladies? Are we enjoying the show?
Most
definitely.
It's fantastic having you both on. My apologies, Luna, for cutting you off a little bit in the last reading. It's just I wanted a music break at my 7:30.
It's quite all right. I just want to make sure I've been in her position in my own way, and as a woman, and for many other reasons, it was so important, I felt, to really give her that message that I was feeling and I was seeing, and I hope And if she's still listening, I hope that she could really feel and know what I was expressing to her. But no problem, Matthew.
That's fantastic, Lena. Because for listeners to understand, one of the primary abilities that we have, us readers have, us mediums have, is empathy and compassion. And the best way to describe it is that we have got to base our insights and our messages on having personal experiences. It makes it so much easier to be able to empathize and deal with clients if we've gone through exactly the same thing as a client. And Luna, then, that was a prime example, having been through what Dawn had been through.
Yes, I agree, absolutely. And it's so, you know, the empathy definitely helps regardless of the outcome. And with her, it's something, you know, she needs to know that she is going to be herself again and that she is going to be okay physically, mentally, emotionally. It's such a hard point to be in. And I feel strongly about everything that I've been through in my life. It's not just about empathy. It's that whenever I work with a client, whether I've experienced it firsthand, like in her situation, or not, it helps really to be intuitive and to know, to be able to see what's going on. It's not a cold reading. It is a full experience of, yes, there's someone here, and yes, these are the messages from spirit, you know, regardless of the outcome. In my case, I was not as things did not go as well as I was seeing for her. I was really honestly seeing that things are going to work out for her very, very well. In my case, I had a lot of complications. And knowing about those complications and also feeling very alone is so hard. So regardless, one thing I feel so strongly about as an intuitive and for the work that I do for people is no matter what the outcome is, there's understanding, there's background. You can really get through it, and I really want to be able to be there for people no matter what. Even as an intuitive myself and knowing how things are going to work out, it's so hard to be human sometimes. And that's one thing that there's got to be a balance, you know, between just the messages from spirit and being able to be human.
Let's go into our next call, Luna. Area code 541, are you there, please? Area code 541, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Annalisa, and I'm calling from Oregon.
And how can we help you, Annalisa?
Well, I'm also looking at health issues and possible knee surgeries and also relationship issues as well.
Sharon, are you still there, Sharon? I will call on you first again.
Hello, I am Annalisa, isn't it?
Yes, Annalisa.
Mm-hmm. Annalisa, oh, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Annalisa. Gosh, you haven't had it easy either, have you? This isn't the first time you've come up against. Shall we call them sort of fairly major milestones on your soul path? You seem to be running along. I'm getting quite a good feeling about you, and I'm not feeling that your health issues are going to be as problematic as perhaps you believe right now. Matthew is probably the one to go into the health side of things, but I'd like to have a look at the relationship side, if that's okay.
Okay.
So you mentioned that you were you just asked me the question. Ask me the question about your love life or the who. If you want to give me the first name, then that's great. If you've got someone you want me to look at.
Well, the person that I'm connecting with is Paul.
Paul. Okay. Well, immediately I really like him. You're very evenly matched mentally, aren't you? You kind of seem to hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite a vibrant way, actually. I feel that you two fire each other up, but you're both very sensible in your approach to a relationship. So I'm picking up a little bit of caution there, but a lot of a bubbling excitement underneath. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, it does. That's the nature
I'm sitting here,
of who
I'm sitting here. Oh, cool. Because I'm sitting here smiling. I think it's A, really cute. B, it's not far away now before both of you kind of come out of yourselves. I think you two are going to have a really strong union, and it's very close.
Really? Can you give a sense?
I definitely see future. I'm seeing a bit of a dance. As I say, we've got this great mental connection. Brilliant connection conversationally where you've been sound, and there's a bit of history there as well, isn't there, Annalisa?
Well, how do you mean history between us or what he's going through?
Well, history, you haven't met each other 5 minutes ago. You guys go back a little way.
Oh.
Now, whether you've had a very strong connection, you only met a few months ago, or whether you've been crossing paths, but I'm picking up almost a meant to be history about you two, or a meant to be in each other's life feeling.
Okay. Yeah, we met in October on an airplane, and I missed my flight the night before, and then we were sitting next to each other on the plane and were nonstop talking.
Yeah, love it. I think you've got it all going on. When I put you two together, put the two names together, I'm just smiling and feeling really quite excited. I almost want to give you both a wee kick and say, come on, guys, get on with it. This is
Well, that's
really,
what
really
I've been trying to do to him, but he's going through a divorce. He's separated right now. He lives 1,000 miles away. He wants to, he can't see how we can do the distance.
Don't worry about the distance. He's not as damaged by that separation. The separation happened a long time ago before they even separated. They were already drawn apart. He's just a kind of sensible, you know, whereas you're more optimistic, he's your sort of opposite and slightly more pessimistic, but only in things of structure. He likes lovely little boxes. He likes everything to be ticked and, you know, in the right order. You're a little more free-flowing than him. But you know what? Don't worry about the distance. You focus on what you've got, the good stuff. Keep that mind connection going. Keep being real. And I see a future for you two, most definitely. Yeah. But I'll pass it on to Luna or to Matt to see if they can add anything to that. But I'm loving what I see. I just want to sit back and watch the show between you two. It's great. And I'm talking about Annalisa and her man. What a fabulous feeling.
Annalisa, do you have any problems with headaches or anything to do with your head, please? Because I was picking up a little bit of just an anxiousness or a bit of a concern with a head or headaches.
Well, I've gotten headaches all my life, and food allergies, or if my liver is toxic, or sometimes I'll just wake up with a headache, and
you
I
get
can't
emotional
eat.
You get emotional imbalances as well, don't you?
Yeah, I can get tense. But I'm not sure if that's what causes the headaches, because I'll wake up with them. You know, it's not
now,
like they come off.
I don't have, I mean, I've just done, symbolically, I've just done like an energy scan based on your voice vibration. I just get somebody who just needs to learn to maybe relax, or as I call it, chillax a little bit more. I mean, I'm not getting any tastes or feelings of, say, a serious condition that's going to go on to the dreaded C. I don't have any feeling of cancer here. I don't have any feelings of anything that is going to develop majorly. My biggest concern is it's about the natural energy flow, or the energy flow that you have. You seem to have had a hyperactivity, and you are like ourselves. You've got a lot of the psychic energy, and it's a way of channeling that out. You need to do something creative. You need to be positive. That's the biggest concern that I've actually got with you here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a feeling you need to be out in the open, maybe with a paintbrush, maybe with a camera, or even a sketch pad. But you need to do something very positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I'm a photographer. But I'm facing challenges with my knees that I can hardly walk, and I've been having circulation challenges, cellulitis that got infected in my right leg that is in the process of healing. It was taking a very long time. So I can't stand very long.
Is that all as a result of an aggravated back injury like a sciatica, or there's been a trapped nerve?
There is injury to my low back, but there's also the ligaments have torn in my knees. I just had an MRI on one of my knees, and there's physical damage to the knee.
You stay outdoors, because there's a convalescing. I was empathizing with you because I've had bad sciatica that caused a circulation problem. I occasionally get problems with my circulation in my legs, and it is aggravating, and it is not the easiest thing to actually deal with. So I was actually empathizing there. The mm-hmm. big thing I've actually got with you about your relationship is your relationship with this guy, if you let it be playing cruising and it goes in the direction it's meant to go and where it's heading, I just get the strong feeling that that's going to take a lot of the nerves off you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to just quickly pass you over to Luna, because I'm sure Luna will want to add some information for you. I'm sure Luna's got some information, haven't you, Luna?
Yes, I do, certainly. Before you even mentioned your knee issue, I was grabbing both knees and shaking them, going, why am I doing this? And you said that, and I noticed, obviously, that was the case there. Now, I'm feeling that you really need to pay attention to your bones and the mineral intake, as well as your calcium intake. Potassium mm-hmm. is so important. I strongly feel that you're weakening, and it's your nutrition as far as supplements need to change. Okay, so. The pain and everything else that you're experiencing besides the actual torn ligaments in your knee, part of your headaches, everything, is all because of these deficiencies. Mm. So with your knees now, you are going to be able to go through surgery. However, if you don't change these supplements and, you know, your diet, take some time to rest, you're not going to heal as quickly as you should. Okay. And the surgery is going to take quite a bit out of you. You already know you need to be prepared for that. Okay. It's going to be a little bit more painful even than it is now to deal with it after the surgery. So make sure that you know that you're prepared for it. Start taking the supplements now. Build yourself up. Honestly, I keep seeing that your bones are like, that they're really lacking. They're really weak. That means that your tendons especially also are not going to heal. You can have the surgery and your body will not be able to complete the process. That's the thing, is surgery only does one aspect of the healing process. The rest of it, your physical body has to take care of itself. So in order for you to really get better and be fully mobile and without pain all over your body, this includes headaches, everything else, okay, you need to absolutely positively change the intake of, you know, these minerals. These even amino acids are going to help. I mean, I'm seeing that you're deficient in many areas, not just, you know, not just the calcium with the bones, not just the potassium. You know,
is
you,
it an
you need
absorbability
to,
thing? Because I take a lot of supplements. I take a lot, and I just took some potassium just a few moments ago, and some other things. So I have
okay.
like a whole counter full of vitamins and minerals and things. And
so sometimes you can take, and I've worked with Ayurveda for years, and my body actually does this as well. Sometimes you can take numerous supplements, and your body will not absorb them properly if they're not taken even at the right times, in the right doses, things like that, okay? Definitely buy fresh foods. You can take all the supplements in the world, and if you're not changing your diet as well, which I feel, you know, I feel that you're really working on that. You're trying to balance all of that out and everything, but it's imperative that you do a combination, you know, and do a little bit of research, or if you'd like, you can contact me later. I work with natural health. I work with supplements. I've done Ayurveda. I've had experience working with this, but sometimes it's even a matter of what time of day that you take the supplements, what foods you eat the supplements with. It's really incredible how your body reacts and absorbs all of those nutrients. I mean, you could feel it's almost like drinking water because it's good for you and drowning in water. Sometimes you can take everything under the sun and it's not being absorbed properly into your body and it's just going through you. And there's ways to alter that. You've got to really be precise about how, when, with what, that you take things so that your body can know how to use it. You've got to really reprogram your body in order to, you know, rebuild itself. Honestly, just it's almost like the pharmaceutical company saying, okay, you know, take this medicine and this is going to help heal your depression, or this is going to help heal your disease, or take away your pain, and all it's doing is altering another aspect of your brain or your body, and it's throwing something else off. You know, you can't just take something and expect it to work just like that. You've got to know your body. Now, everybody's body is different as well. So you can't really go by, okay, I think you should take your potassium at 3 in the afternoon. You know, you can't go by that. You've got to, and that's one thing that, like with Ayurveda, you understand your body type, you understand your history. You know, we take a look at where your body's at right now, where the major issues are, and how you're absorbing your foods, what time of day that you normally eat, what time of day that you sleep, exercise, all of that. In combination, certain minerals will combat each other. You know, for example, there's one that most people know, like when you absorb...
Luna, I'm sorry, I have to break in again. We've got 5 minutes of the show left.
Okay.
So if you can just wind this up, please. Sorry about that. I've got a music outtake, and I just want to say goodbye to you ladies before we actually finish the show. So I'm going to have to leave your call there, Annalisa, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Can I just ask one question about Paul? Is he my twin flame?
Possibly.
I don't feel that he is your twin flame. That's just what I'm getting here. Now, the excitement and everything is absolutely understandable. I can see why you are attracted to him. But I do not see that on a spiritual level that he is your twin flame.
Okay, Annalisa, we're gonna have to leave that there. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, we're in the swan song of the show. Thank you so much for being on, both of you.
Very welcome. It's been a pleasure. Lots of fun.
And my apologies again, Luna, for cutting in. I hate cutting in on people's readings. I was just consciously aware of what I'm going to do before the end of the show. That was the only reason. But I hope you will come back on the show again in the near future, Luna, because it's fantastic having you on.
I've learned so much from you, Luna. I really enjoyed listening to you. And I know the callers would off and the listeners. Fantastic. You're so knowledgeable.
She certainly is. Everybody's interest here, and for feedback for you, Luna, two good friends of mine have had readings with you on the Faulkner Psychics, and they're doing nothing but sing your praises.
That's so wonderful to hear. That really means a lot to me. Thank you very much for sharing that with
me. It's an absolute pleasure, because you do a fantastic job, and you do a fantastic job on the show as well. And I will definitely be asking you back on. And, of course, Sharon, you're on with me tomorrow night.
I am. Looking forward to it, too.
And I'm gonna have a hot wire with the internet, so we minimize the hassle. So anyone who's listening, we've got Conversations with Spirit 2, with me, with Sharon Tunbridge, who you've been listening to as our mystery guest on this show, plus Nikki Stewart from Queensland. We will be doing topical conversations, put it that way, things on spiritual matters, and we will be encouraging people to actually come into the show and talk about their own experiences and ask questions with us, a little bit like Vince did earlier in the show today, to come on and talk about a spiritual matter. So that will be tomorrow night, which is 8 till 10 o'clock, which is my time, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time, which is, let me just get this right, 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the afternoon UK time, Wednesday morning. I'm just not au fait with these time zones, I should be. But for now, this is Conversations with Spirit that you've been listening to, not Conversations with Spirit 2. I'm going to thank all our callers today for calling in. I'm going to thank all our listeners. It's same time, same place next week. I'm hoping that Sharon might make another mystery appearance next week, but it's not 100%. I've got hopefully a guest from Australia coming on. He doesn't know it yet. And I will speak to everybody again next time. We're going to go out with a track by Enigma, which is one of my old favourites. So thank you again, everybody, for listening to the show. Here's Return to Innocence. Thank you, ladies. Speak to you
again
soon.
Thank you, Matthew. I would love to be back on.
Awesome. You will be. Bye for now, Sharon. We'll speak tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Nice to meet you, Sharon. Thank
you.
You
too, my love. Have a good day.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm the host, Matthew James. To find more about myself, please visit www.matthewjamesmedium.com. The website to actually visit for Luna Green Man, is www.careruleluna.com, which is CareerulLunae.com. Plus, we can all both be found on FaulknerPsychics.com as well, because we are available on there to do live readings on there as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Same time, same place next week. I will have a couple of special guests again. Look forward to taking your calls next week. Bye for now.